Are you a busy woman who at times struggles with reducing your daily stress? Do you know that you need to slow down but do not know how? If you're looking at reducing your daily stress, you're in the right place. My name is Denise Eckert and I welcome you to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. I just love interviewing guests so they can share their stress-reducing tips and techniques with you. Now, if you find this podcast helpful, please share it with someone who struggles with stress. Because lowering our stress will make us a better person, a happier partner, mom, friend, neighbor, etc. And the best part is happiness is contagious. Enjoy this episode. Hi, it's Denise Eckert coming to you to share different techniques and tips to help you lower your stress. Because living in stress, as we all know, is just not good. And today I've got Gina Tufano. She's a realtor, a mama, a joy dealer, and an author. So welcome, Gina.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, Gina, I know you're in real estate, but you've recently written a book titled Gratitude Gains, Elevate Your Real Estate Journey. And it's aimed at personal development. Now, what motivated you to write this book and begin helping people and helping others with their personal growth?
Honestly, it was, I had babies young. I started having babies when I was 21, and I was on autopilot until about 35, 40, just trying to get it all done, try and make enough money and keep the kids in school and get good grades and keep the house. And I was on this hamster wheel and I was hit with a few health challenges and then a few relationship challenges, like everything. I just started getting hit and it was to find a way out. I needed to change what I was doing or I just couldn't keep going on this autopilot. My stress level, I know you talk about stress. I blew a disc in my sleep from my neck being so tight, completely ruptured and needed surgery. And that was sort of the catalyst for the beginning of my healing journey, so to speak. And I've tried all the different routes. I took them originally with the same intensity that I took parenting and having a house, meaning I had to be 100%. It was very black and white. And so I learned things, but they didn't soak in. I was using the same techniques with the new methodologies. So I was having successes, but I was still having epic failures too, like because it was all black or white. It's only the last few years that I've been sort of melding it all together and not beating myself up if I have a second cup of coffee, or like all the little rules I was trying to follow were just too hard, and really having grace and gratitude for what was there. And someone said to me one time that what is wrong is always available. I can always write a list of everything that's wrong, but so is what's right. And we miss that when we're maxed out.
And that's the thing too. I think real estate industry is, first of all, it's very cutthroat and you're working crazy hours and it's so demanding. And especially if you're a young mom, kudos to you that you survived it. And
I don't know if my kids did. I mean, like we're here, but no, there's no on-off switch. So the difference, I've never had a job. Like I've never gone to work, gotten a paycheck, and went home. I've gone to work a lot and not gotten paid. I've not gone to work because I couldn't find work. I've also made more money than I thought I should make. Like it's a very hot, cold faucet. And while we can control the temperature a little bit, we don't have, being a business owner or self-employed or whatever you want to call it, is a completely different. At this point though, I don't think I could have a job. I'd be mad if I had to go somewhere every day at the same time.
Yeah, I'm not into the robot thing myself.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I'd rather work longer hours, mind you, though, right? Like,
yeah.
So once you realize that you were really, really stressed out and obviously in burnout, what are some of the steps that you took to change that in your life?
So I was in a pretty big crisis. And so physical is what we started with. It's also, I think, easier sometimes to, because it's tangible, as opposed to dealing with mental or emotions. I didn't know how to deal with emotions. I would still argue that I'm baby stepping my way through them. So I started with physical, and it was to get out of the crisis. So that was physical therapy and all of that. And then I just I slowly worked into it. I had a massive change in the way I ate and exercise. I had never run a 5K. I had never done anything. And next thing I'm doing marathons. I mean, when I tell you I went all in, I went all in. I changed all my food. It's not like I just got rid of processed foods or something. I became a raw vegan for a hot minute there. There was about a year and a half where they called me nuts and berries because that was all I would eat. But I started with physical, and what I found, it's kind of like the pendulum swung all the way to the other side, and now we're settled somewhere nicely in the middle. But physical started it. And then conversations coming from curiosity was probably the first way that I started reducing stress. Instead of just looking through my lens at whatever it was, if I tried to remove it and really just look at an object and, well, what is that, or a person or a situation, or does it really have anything to do with me? Like, why am I, can I do anything about it? What is, they say when you're talking, is it kind? Is it necessary? Is it real? I have that probably a little off, but I sort of approached that to life. Like, I had to kind of really look at it, like, where is that coming from? And is my DNA in it or is it not? Instead of taking everything as the fixer or the doer, or clearly I screwed up, or like my self image was so low, even though I was achieving at a high level, because I was so hard on myself. So it was kind of where I've wound up now is acceptance, being in the moment, being grateful for what I have right now, not for all the things I'm working for and striving for and all of that. But it was a journey. It started hardcore. Every single thing started hardcore. When I did, so the exercise was hardcore. The food was hardcore. Then we got into therapy hardcore. Then we got into coaching, the training through Tony Robbins. I flew to Fiji. I climbed towers. I walked on fire. I did everything at the highest level possible. I had a Reiki session. I got my Reiki. I practiced Reiki. I took everything all the way. And what I found is that there's no one bullet to keep you balanced. It's not. There is no special sauce. There's no vitamin you're missing. It's not one thing. It's just be nicer to yourself and look at the blessings that you have. And a question I asked myself for about a year is what I'm doing supporting the life that I want? Like, is this leading me? Is my current activity supporting where I want to be? So when I'm stressed, my current go-to, it's not good. This is my bad one, is I will zone out on a game. I will just play a game. Like, I just want to put my brain to rest. And I would ask myself that question, is this supporting the life that I want? It's not, that's not, but how else can I get to where my brain is off? How else can I get there? And for me, it's walking. After all that running and all of that, it's just walking in the woods and that. And so I put the dogs on the leash and out we go. And just looking for a better way. What am I trying to solve? Why do I feel like I need to do this right now? Why am I stressed? And how can I support you is what I ask my body when it hurts now, instead of like, oh, I have this, I have that, I'm sick. How can I support you? What you need? You need a glass of water? Like, I talk to myself. It's a little, so
that's
it's
amazing
journey.
Though. You're opening up that dialogue to help yourself and to love yourself. And you listen to yourself rather than ignoring it. Because a lot of times when we are in stress, we continue to go. And as in real estate, because I used to work in real estate photography, so I have an idea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everything had to be done yesterday. Uh-huh. And it doesn't matter. You got your eyeballs popping out of your head and you're still doing listings and putting uh-huh. pictures together. But instead of going, okay, what do I need right now? Well, I need a break. I'd go, well, I only have three more to do, or I only have two more to do. And that is the worst. And I love that you've created that awareness, even though you're a very motivated woman. Mm-hmm. So it is hard to tune that back completely, but I love that you're doing that.
Oh, well, I think because it feels proactive. It's not reactive. Like, so when I want to play a game, that's reactive. Or even just, I have to finish these three more. That's a little reactive too. Like, I'm going to, we're capable of doing hard things, period. We know that, like women especially, but humans are capable of doing hard things. And if we're not taking care of ourselves, we hear it a million times, the oxygen mask, blah, blah, blah. I had to watch a video to see that you really would die if you didn't do yourself first before your kid, but to kind of understand that and to ask myself, how can I support you? That's still getting those last three pictures done for you. Or that's still, how can I support you? What do you need right now? How can I support you? I say that all the time. I forget. I'm not perfect, but when I find myself wanting to hide, I ask if what I'm doing supports the life that I want to have. And I'm asking, how can I support myself? What do I need? Do you need to eat? You need a nap? What do you need? You need to call a friend. What do you need?
Just a quick break, because I need to share this with you. In the past, I had a lot of pain in my shoulder, my knees, my ankle, and I know it's from my background of playing baseball. I used to be a carpenter, from driving, and even working on my computer. I tried everything, and still, I'd be on the couch with my heating pad in pain. Well, lately, a friend introduced me to a new product called NutraSwish. Things changed for me. I'm not kidding you, within days, no pain. And now I've been taking it for a few months, and what a difference. NutraSwish is all about glutathione. I didn't even know what glutathione was. Well, you know what? I sure do now. If you are experiencing pain, especially nerve damage, I encourage you to take a look. You can find out more in the show notes or go to www.therelaxationlounge.info and there's a tab above that says pain. Back to the show. And how did you get that clarity of what you want in life or what you want in the future?
From not having it for too long.
So the change.
I have damaged some relationships from being so hardcore and not having my emotional shit together. Can I say that? I've damaged relationships with people I love, and I don't want to hurt people, and I don't want to hurt myself. And so not like I read a magic book. I read a million books. I read all the books. I did all the things, but it was only when I slowed down and really looked and listened at what was here and did things start to change? Did I really start to feel better? I feel healthier now than I did when I was 35, 51. And my list of things is just longer and whatever. Like my body's wearing out, but I feel better. I'm healthier. I'm happier. I can recognize feelings. That's, I think, my form of stress was just have to do, have to do, have to do, have to do, have to do. There was no time for feelings. There was no time for emotions. There was no time for sleep. There was no time. You just did. And that made me a good mom or a good wife or a good realtor, like it, just doing, doing, doing. And it also made me an empty shell that it made me depressed. It made me suicidal. It made me completely, I didn't care about anything because I was so empty. So it's been about 15 years of working on me on and off. It's not like I'm constantly, I used to be constantly. But now it's always just being open and going with the flow. So the book, or not a book, journal, guided journal, was an idea that I had probably 6 or 7 years ago. That's when I first started discovering feelings. It sounds crazy, but lucky for my youngest son, because he was still young, so he gets to have them. My older two, unfortunately, they're learning with me now. But what got me out was this, there's an emotional chart. I don't know if you've seen it. I don't even know where I got it from. It looks like almost like a cyclone up and down. And it tells you if your feelings are negative or positive and what's above each feeling in the list. And at the time I was super, super depressed. I was the bottom of this list. And I think my coach or therapist, somebody gave it to me. I stuck it on my fridge because what I realized was anger was actually above where I was. Like if I could get mad about something, that would be a feeling and that would be good. And then as you go up at the top is where gratitude and love and it's all up there. So she instructed me to write down every single day what I was grateful for. And some days it was like, okay, fine, I'm glad I have a house. But if you go through the motions, your brain will then start looking for it. And over time, I will never forget this. I was driving down the street, the sun was out, and I just had this overwhelming sense of gratitude that my body could synthesize vitamin D from the sun. Overwhelmingly happy that my body was this miracle thing that could do that. Isn't that amazing? Where does that come from? And when I tell you this was a legit feeling, like this was over, because I just had gotten into the motions, and we built on that with, okay, well, where do you want to be next year? She's like, okay, write all that down. About 6 months in, write all that down. And now write what you're thankful for next year. And my initial brain didn't understand it. I went back into, I'm a good student. I'm a good this. I'm going to just do well at this, but I didn't have emotion behind it. And so I'm like, well, I'm grateful for, I guess, my house. She's like, no. You have to picture what are you working for? What are you going towards? What are your goals? What do you see? So I'd start to write things like, oh, I'm grateful for, I want a house with a beautiful yard. I want a lake house. I want a new kitchen. And I just started with the easy things first, and then it got deeper. But I started again with tangibles. Like, okay, well, I'll be grateful for this. I'll be grateful for that. And then I would write sense of peace and things like that. It would get deeper. They started coming true. Because I would just write every day. I'm very good. When I say I'm going to do something, I'll do it. And so I was writing every day, I'm doing this, and I'm not thinking much of it. 2020, during COVID, I go on a listing appointment and I walk into the house and I just kind of look and I'm like, I want to buy this house. I had no intention of moving ever, none. So I have the whole appointment. I tell them what the house is worth, what to do to get it ready, blah, blah, blah. And on the way out the door, I say, I'm going to try to buy your house. Full disclosure, like, you need to know this. And they laugh. And I'm like, no, I'm serious. But we're prepping their house. Meanwhile, my house, the bathroom has been torn apart for 6 months because COVID, and I couldn't get anyone in to do it and blah, 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 blah. I call my mortgage lender and she's like, well, you have to sell your house to buy that house. And I'm like, okay. Long story short, 3 weeks later, I owned the house I'm in now, which is that house that I went through, which has a view, which backs to woods, which has a new kitchen. And it was only when I was looking back in a journal that I was like, oh my goodness, because I didn't have a clear thing, but there were certain things. Like, I didn't like my kitchen. So I was constantly, oh, I can't wait to and I was thinking I'd just get new appliances, right? But I can't wait to have a new kitchen. And I would just write all this stuff down, and I'm going back and I'm like, oh my goodness, I bought a lake house. I traded a condo investment property I have for a lake house sight unseen around the same time. Maybe it was like interest rates were good. Mm-hmm. We missed them around the same time. And when I went back to look, I'm like, oh my goodness, I got my lake house too. Like, I had no idea, but all sorts of little things. Well, those aren't little, but it was working because I was being grateful for what I did have. And then I was looking forward, like, okay, I'll be happy for that. And it wasn't negative feelings around it. It wasn't beating myself up because my microwave had been broken for a year and a half and I was too cheap to replace it because I wanted to do the bill, whatever. But I was always very harsh and critical of myself. And when I would just enjoy the blessings of it, of what I had, and see the good, more good comes. Like, it came, and it's not without challenges. I think I've said it 400 times. There's no magic bullet to any of this stuff. But so I went away to a Tony Robbins conference, first one post COVID in July. And they had this talk. I'd gotten to a place where I felt safe. So I didn't want to grow anymore. I'm like, we're just going to stay here. Nothing can happen if we just stay here. And I was convincing myself that that was possible, that you could just stay still and nothing. I wanted certainty more than anything. I felt like I worked really, really hard. I wanted everything to just stay like this. And I felt like I was being called out the whole conference on how if you're not growing, you're dying. And there was this story about if plants aren't growing, they're dying. We can all see that. But then there was, if you take chapstick and you just throw it in the corner of the room and you pick it up in a year, will it be better, the same, or worse? It'll be worse. Even chapstick dies. Like everything, you can't stay still. And I was just like, no. So it kind of, I felt called out. I marinated in it a little bit. And I went back to all my writings where the journal, when I was first thinking to do it, I got scared. I didn't want to put it together. I didn't want to put it out there. It's gutsy to share a little piece of you with the world. It's hard. It requires courage. And I was scared. So I took that as my sign that it was time to share this. So that's why I put it together and finished it off and did it in about 2 months. But bulk of the work was done years ago. But I did it in about 2 months. And now we just wait.
So for the audience, Gina has a journal that she's working on, and that will be available on Amazon. But yeah, I will be putting that information in the show notes and anywhere you're watching this to be able to get it. So can you tell us a little bit about the structure and how your journal is different from others?
It's based on what worked for me. So hopefully that resonates with other people. I needed something tangible. Like I said, when I climbed out with what I could touch and see and feel to start. So I needed something tangible. I needed a little bit of guidance. A blank sheet of paper wasn't, I can go off on a tangent on a blank sheet of paper. And then I needed to be able to measure what was happening. So there's a test that you take, a gratitude gauge is what I called it, that you take in the beginning. And there's 10 questions and you're rating your own, how you feel about the things in your life in 10 different categories. And it covers finances and emotional well-being and health and work and stress and family and all of that. And you give yourself a score from 1 to 10, and then you start the journal. And the journal has a prompt, 2 prompts per day. One is what you're grateful for today. One is what you'll be grateful for a year from now, because I know that works. Mm-hmm. And you're writing it down. And then every 30 days, and I didn't put days on it. I did put page numbers, but I didn't want anyone, because I would low key feel bad if it said day 7 and it was day 22 for me, because I wasn't. So I purposely left days off. There's 30 entries, I should say, not 30 days. There's 30 entries. And at the end of 30, there's another test. And then, so it's a total of 90 entries. And every 30 days, you take another test. And then you compare your front to your back. And I guarantee you, if you're doing it, there will be growth. You will feel better, because this is how you feel. This isn't my bank account balance went from this to this. This isn't I lost 10 pounds. But I bet you'll feel better. And you may lose weight and you may get more money and you may, because you're in a better space. You're just, it's woo-woo, but you're hanging out in a better vibration. Better things are going to happen. They are.
Well, that's right, because you're focusing on the positive things in your life and the positive things that you want in your life, and you're leaving the negative behind. Huge difference. Oh, it's always going to be there. As you said before we started this, if you want to make a list of the things that are wrong, that can go on forever.
Yeah. But so is the list of what's right, and we never look at that.
Yeah.
We're wired to look for threats and fix things and all of that. And there's good. Celebrate. What are you going to celebrate today?
Yeah, exactly. Now, when do you do this gratitude practice? Do you do it in the morning, or do you do it whenever you feel like it? Or is it a little more routine?
I had said I've never had a 9 to 5, so I'm not, none of my days are the same. It tends to be in the morning, but it's not always. And I've gotten my pendulum has sort of found a nice spot in the middle where it's one of the first things I do in the morning, but it's not always the first. And sometimes I forget. And if I do, it's sitting right there. I'm like, oh, we got to write in that. I forget to take my vitamins sometimes too. And I'm like, oh, I got to do that. But it's the same way. And I don't beat myself up like, oh, you didn't do it. I did a book, I don't remember the name of it, but you had to do it in 30 days. And if you skipped a day, you had to start over. And, or like that 75 hard that everybody's doing, that I beat myself up enough. Like, I'll take my 75 in 90 days. I already know I can do hard things. I already know I can be critical of myself. And yes, crossing the finish line is an amazing feeling. Like my first marathon, I whenever I'm instructed to go back to a good feeling. That's one of my really, it was incredible to me that I was able to do that. So there is something for doing it that way, but I don't need to feel bad for not doing it. Like that's, no.
Yeah, we're too busy in this world to be hard on ourselves for things that we don't get accomplished when we have unrealistic expectations on ourselves too.
It's hard. Well, that's kind of what I mean. Like, I think that is an unrealistic expectation. I didn't put days on the gratitude journal because that's unrealistic. You're one day your kid's going to be sick or the next day something's going to happen. I mean, I have two dogs, a cat, a middle schooler, and my mother living in the house with me. Like, on any given day, I will forget to take my vitamins or write my gratitude journal first thing in the morning. But it's, you got to let it go. It's not going to be perfect. Nothing's going to be, you can let go of perfect.
Absolutely.
And it's so much better. I tried for perfect for a very long time. I can attest it's not worth it.
Yeah. So we're going to wrap things up. So Gina, what are your words of wisdom that you'd like to leave with the audience today?
Don't be chapstick. Don't stay still. Don't be scared. I don't really have one. I'm grateful they're listening. And quite honestly, you don't need my journal. You can just write it down though. Don't just think about it. Because if you write it down, it will start, you're physically doing it and you're emotionally doing it. And it'll just permeate a little deeper. Write down what you're grateful for. It'll change everything. And climb out of the darkest holes.
I love that. So I will be putting Gina's information wherever you're listening or watching this information. And if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out and ask her the questions. So thank you so much, Gina, for being on the show today. Such a simple practice, but it's so powerful. And thanks for sharing that with me.
Thank you for having me on. It was great to be here.
So, leaving you a gentle reminder to slow down and enjoy life, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. Have you ever wondered what your stress personality is? Are you a self-care goddess or a burnout queen? Well, you can find out by taking my free quiz. You just need to go to www.stressquiz.info to find out where you rank. Sending you love and peace, and I'll see you in the next episode.